Dean Crawford is the author of a bill designed to get more food share dollars used on healthy purchases. The Nina Republican says he's not trying to be, in his words, the food police.
And I don't want to deprive anyone of soda or nachos. And so that's why I think the compromise was a good compromise, saying two-thirds had to be spent on the good, healthy staples, one-third could be spent on whatever the recipient wants.
Democrats and anti-hunger advocates question why just people using food share are being told what to eat. Matt Steenstra from Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee said obesity is a nationwide problem. He says focusing on recipients stigmatizes people in the program.
Research has demonstrated that the rates of obesity for people that receive food share are not significantly different from the rest of the population. If the Wisconsin state legislator wishes to truly address obesity, it should reflect on the society-wide nature of the problem.
The Hunger Task Force is also concerned the changes would complicate the benefits program and negatively affect the elderly, many of whom are already hesitant to use food share. Under the proposed legislation, the state would seek a federal waiver for a pilot program changing how food share dollars are spent. Similar proposals in other states have been rejected by the federal government. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.